appetite.
What I like about spring is the baby spiders crawling, and the baby birds are chirping. It's spring! It's spring!
In spring, I feel nice.
I feel real.
I feel free.
I feel playful.
Spring is when the snow melts. The sun shines on the new plants, and the grass is fragrant and green. The kids start riding their bikes, and everything is clean.
Here goes all the elves.
I like the end of spring and the beginning of summer. That's baseball season.
Eh, better, 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 better. Swing!
When summer's here, go swimming because it's fun, as long as you don't see Jaws. Time to see Grandpa and Granny. Summer is fun, because you don't freeze your fanny.
I like summer. It's my favorite season because I like cats and cats like summer.
Meow.
I like dogs and dogs like summer. I like pigs and pigs like summer. I don't like skunks, but they like summer and they like me too.
Summer is the stinking smell of chlorine, the salty taste of potato chips, the slimy feel of suntan lotion.
I like summer days, but summer nights are the buggiest.
Summer is bad because most of the wasps come out and play rough. Fall is better because all the wasps die.
If there were a contest, I think Autumn should get the blue ribbon that says, "You're the best, the very, very best."
Leaves, leaves everywhere. The smell of burned leaves in the air. Help me rake these leaves.
Leaves gliding from trees, touching the ground lightly like colored papers.
What I like is a cold night at a football game. When my ears and nose are the only thing cold. I love puffing out cloudy air from my mouth.
Fall. Leaves. Red. Brown. Running. Jumping. Leaping. Cool. Dark. Mysterious. Throwing, hitting, playing. Cold. Ice. White. Winter.
Winter is my season. Skiing at night. Going down those ski slopes with the moonlight bright over the snowy hills. The feeling coming down the mountain makes me proud.
I like winter because when it snows, the ground looks like sugar. It's such a snowy, sensational, satisfying feeling in the morning when it is quiet and snowing.
Winter may sting your nose and bite your toes, but I still stick with winter.
Winter's great. It's fun to walk in its soft, cushy, not to mention you'll freeze to death, flakes. P.S. My name's April, but I still love winter.
Everyone says the new year starts in January, but when I go out on the first spring day, that's the new year to me.
Spring is when everything comes to life, including me.
The seasons, how would you describe them? The poems you just heard were written by past reading, writing, and radio listeners. Jackie Jackson is about to tape a radio program on how people throughout the ages have been moved to write about the seasons.
Caw, caw, caws the crow. Spring has come again, I know. For upon this balmy morn, there's the farmer planting corn. Meow, meow, mews the cat. I don't care this way or that. I shall miss the cozy fire. Still fresh catnip doth inspire. Meh, meh, blats the goat. Wattle swinging at his throat. Whiskey, whiskey fills my blood. Who can lie and chew the cud?
Okay, Jackie. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, kids. Today we're singing about spring and other seasons, too. You've just heard some verses from my picture book, Spring Song. I wrote the verses that appear in the book, but I got the idea and the suggestion for several verses from a song my mother sang to me when I was little. I searched in several libraries for the original version of that song, finding some 40 published songs called Spring Song, but none were the one my mother sang. Singing and writing about spring. People across the ages, around the world, sailing on tall ships or cuddling on a mother's lap, have been moved to write about the seasons, and especially moved by the freshness and newness of each spring. The Bible greets spring with song. In the Song of Solomon, we have a beautiful example.
For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land.
When I was a child, I used to think that meant a real turtle, and I wondered what the voice of a turtle was like. I have since learned it meant turtle dove, the voice of a turtle dove, which I knew very well. Jeannie, let's repeat the turtle dove call here.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Many famous poets from Japan, Greece, probably every other country, have written about the seasons. And many children's books popular in America today have beautiful descriptions of spring. Do you remember that wonderful chapter on the return of spring in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? The Wind in the Willows opens with a spring scene. Oh, and when I read The Secret Garden, it always makes me want to turn the soil, weed the flower bed, watch everything come alive. And of course, there are the poetry books. So many of them filled with verse about the seasons. Someday, when you have the chance, I wish you'd look up one of my favorites, A Spring Morning by A.A. Milne, about the restlessness of spring. It begins like this.
Where am I going? I don't quite know. Down to the streams where the kingcups grow. Up on a hill where the pine trees blow. Anywhere, anywhere, I don't know.
Someday I hope to publish a book of children's poetry on the seasons, full of the fresh ideas of you kids. I'd call it The Seasons Make a Square, based on a poem sent to me by eighth grader Connie Thomas. Many people across time have thought of the cycle of seasons as a circle, summer turning to fall, fall to winter, and winter melting into spring in a continuous circling pattern. But Connie sees the seasons this way.
The seasons together make up a square. Summer side is colored yellow. Autumn's is colored gold. Winter side a grayish white. And spring side, the most beautiful side of all, spring side is made up of a rainbow.
That grayish white that Connie mentions. Once I lived in a little town full of rows and rows of grayish white temporary housing units. I remember walking in the surrounding fields one day, in the pale grass of early March, under a gray sky. On my way home, I rounded a corner and came upon an amazing sight, a glad sight. It was a balloon man. I don't think balloon men existed, I didn't think balloon men existed except at circuses and parades. But here was this balloon man, with his hand filled with the strings of straining balloons, red and yellow and green and blue. And the children were coming running, and they were in their bright-colored caps and sweaters, buying balloons and going off. And the whole gray area had come alive with color, a rainbow of color. My heart leapt into the skies with the feelings of spring and the balloon man. And that has made this poem by E.E. Cummings especially meaningful to me.
In just spring, when the world's mud luscious, the little lame balloon man whistles far and wee. And Eddie and Bill come running from marbles and piracies, and it's spring. When the world is puddle wonderful, the queer old balloon man whistles far and wee. And Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jump rope, and it's spring. And the goat-footed balloon man whistles far and wee.
Jeannie, where's that whistling coming from? That's not on the tape.
You have some visitors, Jackie. Can I let them into the studio?
Well, I guess, but, well, we're taping, aren't we?
Hey, watch it!
Careful.
What's this? Oh my gosh, look how lovely. Look at these. Red and yellow, green, balloons. Look at that silver one.
Hi, Jackie. We just thought we'd float in.
Well, where'd you get those purple balloons, Katie? I've never seen such colors.
I think we surprised her.
Who put you kids up to this?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Glenn, careful. Don't let that one hit the light.
Well, Jackie, did we surprise you?
Are you kidding, Luke? What does it look like? But listen, kids, I'm supposed to be taping here. We have a show going on.
We know.
I hope we got here on time.
We wrote a poem especially for this program. See, we attached it to the silver balloon.
It's about gray.
Yeah, I see it hanging there. I was just talking about gray before you guys came in with these lovely balloons.
We knew you were going to.
Anyway, we were listening in the studio just now.
So can we read our poem?
Take it away. I mean, go ahead, of course.
Well, we're going to read it in parts, and it would help if you close your eyes while you listen. Here goes. Gray is the whistling wind that calls my name.
Gray is the winter sky when the days stay the same.
Gray feels tight, like last year's socks.
Gray tastes stale, like day-old donuts sitting in a box.
It is gray that you smell, not boiling water. Gray must be.
Winter wind's daughter.
Beautifully written and beautifully read. You kids do such a good job. Why don't you close the show for me?
What do you want us to do?
Well, you could just start taking turns reading the rest of the script from the bottom of page 11, right there.
So, how do the seasons affect you? And how might you capture these feelings?
You could start with a list of words and phrases. Look at E.E. Cummings' marvelous spring choices. Mud luscious and puddle wonderful.
Maybe. Like the poet Gwendolyn Brooks, you would like to write about winter. White as milk or shirts, so beautiful it hurt. Winter, with bushes that look like giant marshmallows or overgrown popcorn balls.
Does each month have a special feel? Listen to Richard Sheridan's calendar poem. January, snowy. February, flowy. March, blowy. April, showery. May, flowery. June, bowery. July, moppy. August, croppy. September, poppy. October, breezy. November, sneezy. December, freezy.
Go for a walk. What's Sunday in a winter like or spring? Or church bells ringing?
Hear the voices. Watch the squirrels play. What color are the trees? Are the leaves velvet-backed or crunchy? Catch the smells of the lilac bush or the pumpkin patch.
Tell us about something we're familiar with, only tell it in a new way, your way.
Or describe some very special to you that we've probably never seen or heard or smelled or tasted or touched.
Part of the richness of poetry is its appeal to the senses.
Part of the fun of poetry is not having to express yourself in sentences. So be playful. Juggle the words and phrases.
Part of the challenge is to pack a lot of meaning into a few well-chosen words.
Take your choice of season and approach. Maybe you'll take the point of view of an animal.
Maybe you're dazzled or intrigued by the colors.
Whatever you write, send it in.
We'd like to hear from you.
The on-the-air light is off, so we must be done.
Good, let's walk Tacky to her car and see if the balloons fit.
Good job, everyone. Do me a favor and kill your mics before you leave.
Okay, and thanks, kids. You were really terrific.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.